My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Left you on my own arm, so let's see.
Tomorrow morning, Sam Adams throwing this show a 5th birthday party, and can't wait to see you at the Tap Room downtown, 6 to 10, breakfast, limited edition, commemorative beer brewed by Sam Adams for this show on its 5th birthday, and we'll debut that tomorrow morning, and lots of special guests, and it is time for the Red Sox front office report, brought to you this week by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also, the front office report brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this show would not have been on the air for 5 years without the de facto approval of the program director of WEEI, our next guest, Sam Kennedy. Morning, Sam.
Wow, that's quite a distinction, Greg. 5 years?
5 years?
It feels like 50.
I know. Sam, you're telling me. I mean, some had us at 5 days, but we've somehow been able to survive.
Congratulations.
Well, we are. Yes, Curtis?
I just want to just get it out of the way. Sam, I would like to humbly apologize. I was dead wrong on Alex Cora. And you and Mr. Breslow and the whole crew should be applauded for the way in which that was done. And I think it speaks volumes of the direction of the organization.
Wow.
Well, I think the earth is turning on the opposite direction on its axis right now. But I'll take that apology. Apology accepted, Chris.
Thank you.
And
good.
Of course, I'm kidding. But no, it was a really important move for the organization, and really excited for Alex and his family, and it's a great outcome for us. And he belongs in Boston, and glad he'll be here for the foreseeable future.
Well, speaking of Alex Cora, we're watching a month long hot streak here when it comes to Yoshida. And Alex Cora, I think he said the offense is elite when that is going on. What's been the difference for that player of late?
Well, it's probably just getting totally comfortable to the adjustment. When you're playing professionally in Japan for lion's share of your career, you come over, and there's a huge adjustment in every way. So hopefully he's really settling in, and we're seeing the player that we thought we were getting when we originally made the deal two off seasons ago. So it's been great to see, and we've got to keep winning series here. It's a grind. We played well, but we also kind of got a sprint to the finish here with, I think, 49 games left.
Sam, in that same breath, I think some people were worried that we were going to have a repeat of some years past where there's shimmer of hope, there is excitement around the Red Sox going into All-Star break, and then exiting, there's kind of a fall off. Doesn't seem like that's happening right now. You guys have been playing great. What's been the difference with this team compared to the last 2 years?
Well, it's a great question, Courtney. I mean, we've sort of had the tale of two different seasons. When you look, we break down the metrics and you look at where we are. Our pitching has been sort of at or near the top of the league, which was always critical. Hitting was sort of middle of the pack, although the last month our offense has been really, really strong. Our outfield defense has been outstanding, and our infield defense has been woeful at times, although getting better. So certain parts of the game have been really, really strong, and others still need improvement and work. And got a lot of young guys who probably, to directly answer your question, have really taken that next step at the big league level. We've seen the performances from guys like Willie Abreu and Jaron Duran and Seydon Rafaela. So that's probably the biggest difference, coupled with the approach to the pitching, which Andrew Bailey has led extraordinarily well.
Sam, when you look at the team, I know players and manager try not to look ahead, but when you guys sit here and you kind of look at where you are and you look at basically this next, you know, the month of August and how tough your schedule is, how important is it that you finish this month in a position where it looks like this is going to be the playoff push, you know, come the end of the month, basically having to see Houston twice, Arizona, Baltimore? Is this something that you talk about with the players or maybe Alex, or is it just something that's a front office conversation?
We do, yeah. We talk about it not only internally at the front office, but with the clubhouse, of course. And it's a good question, Wiggy, because as we're approaching the trade deadline, we were looking at the most difficult strength of schedule in August and September, with a particularly hard stretch coming right after the deadline with the Rangers and the Royals and now Houston and then the Rangers again and then four in Baltimore. I mean, it's a grind. And so, yes, we focus on right now, really, Alex has just been, the last couple of days, he's just been talking about winning series. Winning series, and everything will take care of itself if we can do that. We're 9 games over 500. We're not yet in that playoff spot, but we've also not given up on the division, given all the games we have left against Baltimore four remaining against the Yankees. So there's still opportunity to gain significant ground in the American League East, but it is a tough schedule in August and September as we go forward.
Sam, I don't know where you put the value of great clubhouse guys, but from the outside, it seems like Liam Hendricks is one, and he seems raring to go. Is he that kind of guy, like going into this stretch, that can make a difference from that perspective?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, Greg. And yeah, let me tell you something about Liam Hendricks. I mean, well, first of all, he's a little bit nutty, as everybody knows. He is out there, and he's hilarious. His sense of humor is incredibly dry, and he's an absolute character. But having the injury that he had, being sort of the veteran status, he has been around the club literally every day since he arrived, and he's been a huge boost to that clubhouse. But what I wanted to tell you about him is, when we had Lisa Cherber and the Jimmy Fund trip, the teens came over to the ballpark. We do a event with them at spring training, of course, and then one at Fenway that's hosted by Mike and Christina Gordon, big Red Sox owners. And Liam met every single kid. He was right there talking to them, cheering them up. And it was extraordinary to watch someone who just gets this community, what the Red Sox are all about. So hoping to get him back on the field soon, and he can help us down the stretch here for sure.
Sam, just curious of from your perspective, we had Craig on last week, and he shared his thoughts about the relationship that was growing between him and Cora, and how that led to the new contract. Just from where you're seated, was this something that was sort of growing and building all year long, or was there something that happened that led Alex and Craig to get together and work this out in the middle of the year? Because it was something that Alex himself had said to Jones and Mago that he really wasn't interested in discussing during the season.
Yeah, it's a fair question. I think that the maybe I just took it for granted being around here for so long. I you never want to assume something, but going through the interview process with Brez when we hired him last fall, it just really seemed to me like what he values and what he prioritizes within a baseball operation, it just made sense listening to him through that process that Alex would be the ideal manager for him. And we sort of had the makings of an elite baseball operation in every way, and their skill sets would really complement each other. But of course, we made it clear that had to develop naturally and build on that relationship. Thankfully it did. And Brez came to us in ownership and said, listen, this is what I want to do. And it was sort of the same reaction, because it's like, well, Alex made it pretty clear he wants to wait until after the season and get through all this and not be a distraction. And Brez, you know, really took the bull by the horns and said, you know what, that's fine, but I want to engage, and I want to push that discussion now, which of course we fully supported, and he got it done.
Well, you brought up the Jimmy Fund. We are looking forward to next Tuesday and Wednesday being there at Fenway for what I believe is the 22nd annual Jimmy Fund radio telethon. So in Red Sox, you guys throw everything at this, and we can't wait to get that underway, and I'm sure we'll see you there Tuesday and Wednesday, Sam.
Well, thanks, guys, for supporting it. Yeah, it's been a couple of decades and one of the longest-standing relationships in sports. Excited for the telethon, and we're going to have a special component of the telethon to honor the late Larry Lucchino, who all of us know, your listeners know, as the legendary CEO of the Red Sox and the Orioles and the San Diego Padres. He's obviously missed down in Worcester and within the Red Sox ownership ranks. So looking forward to celebrating Larry, but also drawing attention to this horrific disease. So thanks for all you guys are doing on that front.
All right, Sam. Also, Journey without Steve Perry, less than satisfying.
I assumed you were there, Greg, and yep. I did not see you in the mosh pit for Green Day, but we'll hold a spot for you for whoever's remaining. I think we've got a few shows remaining.
I will be there for Post Malone. Will you be there for Post Malone, September 18th?
Of course, big Post Malone fan. Okay. I think we've got two Pearl Jams, so it's going to be a great September.
I believe.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Steve, I was told, also a big Post Malone fan, Craig Breslow.
by the way, Craig Breslow's birthday today. So happy birthday, bro.
Oh, happy birthday. All right.
Was it your gift to him that you would come on the show and he didn't have to?
Yeah, he got the day off.
All right, Sam, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Sam Kennedy, Red Sox front office report. Here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 99 Restaurant and Pub. The Sox dropped their final game against the Royals 8-4. Kansas City avoiding a sweep there. Cutter Crawford went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. The boys are off tonight before welcoming the Astros to Fenway tomorrow for a weekend series. Elsewhere in baseball, a hell of a night for Kyle Schwarber in L.A. for the Phillies. 3 homers for the former Sox fan favorite. The U.S. is now up to 95 overall medals, including 27 gold. They lead the way in the Paris Olympics. Men's basketball faces off with Serbia tonight at 3 p.m. So today, not tonight, my apologies, in the semifinals. And the NCAA has handed down a 4-year show cause order for Jim Harbaugh after determining the coach had impermissible contact with recruits and players during the COVID-19 restricted period. The ruling effectively means Harbaugh cannot coach at the college level for the next 4 years. The NFL has declined to comment on the matter.
Yes. Apparently at one point, he was only 5.5 feet away from a recruit, Curtis, not 6 feet away.
I mean, so, the major
violation here.
Our most healthy athletes were really in danger by Jim Harbaugh showing up at their house.
Yeah.
Excuse me, social distance, please. Okay.
Do you think he knew this was coming and that's why he decided to make the jump?
Probably, I guess.
Well, isn't the new head coach, what the hell's his name?
Sharon.
Isn't he getting hit with a bunch of stuff, too, with deleted text messages and a whole bunch of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's a cesspool.
Yeah.
We will see some Pats in action tonight. And if you're at Gillette, go say hi to Greg Hill. The Patriots are taking on the Carolina Panthers at 7 p.m. at Gillette for preseason.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many quarters that will get in this evening. A little team building exercise. So
do like the starters.
How is it a team building exercise when your team's not there?
Who's part of it?
I mean, I'm part of several teams here at the radio station. You guys, of course, are my starters, but I interact with as I would encourage all of you, interact with every department here at the radio station.
And Lindsay just sent a text, so she's actually going to propose to you at Post Malone at Fenway.
I want to go to that concert.
I would accept.
How is he live?
He's really excellent. Good.
He's
really
excellent.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. I saw him at the Garden, probably it was before COVID probably, so 5 years ago,
okay.
I would guess, but he's excellent.
All right.
Really good.
You would love it. You want to do a field trip? All of us go to that?
I mean, I like Post Malone.
Curtis,
I'm okay.
You're a big Posty fan.
Yeah, I'm not for me. But I would say this, is he the second most, Taylor Swift's number one, right? Most popular concert?
Yeah.
Would Post Malone be second?
No. Beyonce probably on that number two.
Zach Bryan right now is probably up there.
Yeah, you're probably right. If you were doing just attendance.
Isn't Beyonce, wasn't she second to Taylor Swift?
She canceled her tour.
She canceled her tour in Pittsburgh this past go around because I heard she wasn't selling great.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Beehive coming for you.
Well, I love Beyonce.
I'm just saying.
I
saw her tour she was second to Taylor Swift for 500 million.
Yeah, I heard that she wasn't selling as well as Taylor, so the Pittsburgh show got canceled for that.
Beehive coming.
It's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with 2 choices of sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You got to love the Nines. Maybe Greg could take Shime to the Nines for that deal.
We are going to move.
Okay.
I double booked last night. My fault. Shime very kindly said, proceed with the potential client dinner, and he and I will, I would say, Monday, Tuesday, wide open next week, Sean.
Yeah, my schedule, very malleable. So.
All right, so.
Okay.
Okay.
I would ask this. Who's the guy that throws chairs off roofs? Is he his pop?
Morgan Wallen. He sells, too.
Yeah, he does sell.
He sells.
Yeah, he sells.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Courtney.
That's what's trending. I was just going to toss to you, Curtis.
Oh, thanks so much. Great handoff here. 68 degrees and cloudy. Afternoon high of 75.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.